What a joy it is to be back with you once again today to present to you another segment of the Prayer Outreach Gospel Hour, which is made possible through the supporting members and friends of Prayer Outreach Ministries at 587 Oakwood Avenue, right here in Toronto. And we know that your hearts will be blessed as you allow the Word of God to work in and through your life today. And now, for today's message, here is Pastor Wayne Cinch.
Today I would like to talk about the life of Stephen, just briefly. Now, the Bible says in Acts chapter 7, and looking from verse 54, when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, Behold, I see the heavens open, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. And they cried out with a loud voice, and they stopped their ears, and ran upon him with one accord, and cast him out of the city, and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at the young man's feet, whose name was Saul. Oh, I pray today that today's message is going to equip you and fill you and bring you into a relationship. I want to talk to you a little bit about a trial with great glory. This was a trial of great glory. Can you imagine? Here was Stephen, one of Jesus' disciples. And Stephen, you know, he became the first martyr also in this portion of the chapter. Here we see that Stephen was preaching the Word of God, and how the people just did not want to receive the words that Peter, or matter of fact, Stephen was bringing to them. But he was full of the Holy Ghost. He was filled with the Spirit of God. This man was so impacted that his words begin to identify all the areas of their life that they need to subject themselves to God to. And they were not happy with the message. But Peter was right there looking on along with the other disciples, I believe. But for some reason, I know that this man who was preaching the Word of God was full of faith. He was full of compassion. He was filled with the Holy Ghost. Stephen was preaching under the anointing and power of God's Spirit. Stephen, he was told by God that morning to head down to that region to present the Word of God to these stiff-necked people in his day and in his time. But the Bible declares, as Stephen begins to preach, that they were cut to their hearts in Acts chapter 7, verse 54. And they gnashed their teeth on him. They were angry. Oh, they just hated him for presenting the message of change. Beloved, there are times when the Word of God go out, there are times people can become very upset because there is a spirit in their life that does not want to give up his hold. And I would like you to know that Satan has his spirit and he has his demons out there. And there are some of them today who are possessing and blinding the hearts of men. I once heard someone said, Oh, my eyes are opened. Beloved, I want to say today that your eyes and my eyes can be open, that we can see the Word of God, and that is wonderful. But are our hearts open to receive what God wants us to receive? And here it is that Stephen was preaching. The Bible says that Christ is seated at God's right hand. You see, God is a spirit. And how can there be a right hand of God? Because at the right hand of God, that indicates the place of prominence. It's a place of honor. God has promised Jesus Christ that he would glorify him and give him a name that is above every name. That's what the Bible says, that God has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every circumstance on earth and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You see, Jesus Christ is the exalted Son of God. He is at the right hand of God. In Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3, we are told that when he had by himself purged our sins, he sat down on the right hand of God of the majesty on high. The fact that he was seated at the right hand of God indicates to us that his work was completed. Our redemption is finished. You see, man had sinned. Man had fallen, man had come short, and man needs to be reconciled back to God. And the only way that man could have been reconciled back to God and man could have been able to come back to God the way he once was, that was before the fall that took place in the Garden of Eden. Jesus had to die, gave his life, shed his blood. Beloved, here it is that Jesus, he gave us the Holy Spirit to continue the work of conviction so that those who hear the Word of God will be convicted. And I believe there are two kinds of conviction. There is one conviction that will drive us on our knees before God and to cry out for mercy. And there is another conviction that would reveal all the things in our lives that we would rather walk away with our pride. We must always choose when God convicts us. You know, there are times when I preach, or there are times I have tent meetings, or there are times I go in and minister the Word of God in great crusades, and sometimes folks would come up to me and say, "Oh, thank you for the Word for today. I felt so convicted, and I know that God was speaking to my heart, and I need to do what the Word of God says." Beloved, conviction alone cannot deliver us. Conviction alone cannot save us. Hearing the Word of God alone cannot do anything for us, but we need to put into action the things that we have heard. You see, that's what I would tell people many times when they tell me. Sometimes people say, "Oh, that word convicted me today. Thank you so much for that message." And I would tell them, "Listen, if your heart has only been convicted, then my job is not fully accomplished that I'm supposed to do, because conviction alone cannot do its work in one's life. One needs to be convicted, yes, but we need to do something about that conviction. We need to call upon God. We need to let him know how messed up we are, how broken, how sinful, how wretched, how miserable. And we need the grace of God that will enable each one of us to have the freedom and the ability of the Spirit of God to live for God. You know, without God's Spirit in our lives, we would not be able to please the Lord. You and I can try all we want, and we can read the Bible all we would, and we can sleep with the Bible under our pillows. That will not help us to know him. We need to receive his Word into our hearts and apply that Word unto ourself, unto our life. And the Holy Spirit, if we have such a desire, is going to allow that Word to release all the evidence of God's mercy, grace, compassion, deliverance, and hope within each one of us. Now here was Stephen. He was preaching the Word of God. And the people, they were not willing. When they heard the Word of God, they cried out with a loud voice. They told him to stop. They even covered their ears and they ran upon him. They seized him. They grabbed him. They took him out of the city. They took him to the valley. They threw him down there. And they stoned him to death. Can you imagine that Stephen was taken right there? And this man, whose name later on will be changed to Paul, his name at present was Saul. And these two men, Stephen and Saul, they were of Tarsus. They are together here for the very first time, and the only time that Paul would ever see a man full with the Holy Spirit and full with the spirit and life of Christ who still had love and compassion was right there that day when the Word of God was preached through Stephen. And can you imagine, on that day when they saw each other face to face, they were enemies. Because one wanted one's life to be changed, and the other wanted him dead. And they stood both on the opposite sides of the cross. But until we come before the cross and acknowledge our faults, our failures, our shortcomings, we would not be changed. We need to humble ourselves. The Bible says in Acts chapter 7, verse 59 through 60, that they stoned Stephen, and Stephen was calling upon God. Stephen was not retaliating. Stephen was not calling them murderers. Stephen was not even calling them evil men. And you know, there are many folks today, they do not have the Spirit of God. When you have the Spirit of God, you will have forgiveness. You will have compassion. You will not retaliate as the flesh would allow you to. This man's life, we can see his life was so full of the Holy Ghost. And there are a lot of folks today, some of them even go to church. And let someone say or do something to them, man, they're going to hate someone for the rest of their life. There are times that people came to me and say, look, I just need prayer because I cannot forgive. I cannot let go. But I tell you something, humanly speaking, you must have a desire because by yourself you will not be able to. But when you invite the Holy Spirit, the presence of God into your life, you will have the ability to let go of all those who hurt you and wronged you. And Stephen knelt down and he cried with a loud voice. He said, Lord, do not lay this sin to their charge. What sin? The crime that they're about to commit was to kill him, to murder him, to silence him forever. And when he had said this, the Bible says he fell asleep. That means that he died. Jesus puts his body to sleep to await for the rapture. And we know one day Stephen will be resurrected. Hallelujah. Stephen goes directly, his soul and his spirit directly went into the presence of Christ, who is standing to meet him. Stephen is the first martyr of the church to go to be with the Lord. And can you imagine, beloved, when the people saw Stephen, they saw a man who was praying even for those who were about to take his life away from him. I don't know what someone had done in your life, but this is grace, this is mercy, this is love, this is compassion. And the greatest gift that we could ever give to anyone who had wronged us is forgiveness and offer the compassion of Christ unto them. And it can only be done by and through the Spirit of God that lives within our hearts. Right where you are, you can bow your heads and say, Dear God, I surrender all my sins to you. Forgive me and cleanse me with your precious blood and change me, I pray. That's all the time I have left on this segment for today's broadcast. May the Lord richly bless you. And you will be hearing our addresses. Write to us. Give us a call. Let us hear from you what God's doing in your life. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, may God's peace be upon you. Until next time. This is Pastor Wayne saying, have yourself a great day with Jesus.
What a blessing it was to have you join us in our broadcast today. This has been a presentation of Prayer Outreach Ministries. We are located at 587 Oakwood Avenue, one block south of Eglinton West. And if you are in the Toronto area, we'd love you to join us every Sunday at 11 a.m. in one of our miracle services. We also meet every Wednesday and Friday at 7 p.m. We'd love to hear from you and to know what God has done for you through this radio broadcast today. We can be contacted at Prayer Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 1346, Station K, Toronto, Ontario, M4P3J4. Our local phone number is 416-784-1312, and we have a toll-free number, 888-784-1312. Our email address is prayeroutreachministries.org. Until next time, God richly bless you.